Hey there, I'm Amanda, a Southern mama with big city sensibilities. I'm the girl that took a daydream and built a profitable virtual assistant business all in the middle of a global pandemic. Now, I work from home alongside some of the biggest bloggers and influencers while running a six-figure online business. I'm taking you along for the ride as we dive into business, marketing, strategy, and real life as a female entrepreneur. I'm all about simple, easy, actionable steps that get real results. This podcast is for the dreamers, the doers, and the go-getters. So let's kick imposter syndrome together and pull back the curtain on how to actually make money online. Get ready as we dig in, do the work, and tackle those big dreams I know you've been dreaming up. This is the Bold Business Podcast. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Bold Business Podcast. I'm so excited to chat today. One of the things that I get asked, or that's probably more of a statement that I receive pretty frequently from friends and family, and especially clients and fellow business owners in this space, is how in the world do you manage to do all the things that you do and juggle basically all the balls at once? And so in today's episode, I wanted to share with you guys five things that I do every single week that have nothing to do with business. Okay, let's dive in. So number one on the list, if you guys have been following me on Instagram, I've probably shared this on Instagram stories before because a lot of times I'll chat with you guys around like 5:30, 6 o'clock when I'm making dinner. And that's, we subscribe to a meal delivery service called HelloFresh. You've probably heard of it. We started using HelloFresh back in 2020 during the pandemic, mostly because we were just bored of cooking the same things over and over again. And we were home a lot. And we thought that that would be like a fun at-home date night. Well, little did we know, we would continue to order our HelloFresh almost every single week since then. They send us an email like every so often letting us know how many meals we've ordered through them, and it's crazy to see. But what's really cool is when you order meals through them, they also donate meals to those in need. So it's an awesome program. But that aside, the reason that we love HelloFresh, aside from the fact that one, it's literally delivered to your doorstep, two, the meals are easy, they're family friendly, they're healthy, they're balanced, and they taste so good. Not to mention, it's like stuff that I wouldn't ever think to cook myself, or like sauces or ingredients that like I'm probably not going to buy a full bottle of whatever that ingredient is because it would be expensive. But having it like a little bit at a time through the HelloFresh, it's just much more cost effective. But the reason that I really love it is because, how many times have you guys gotten to like, it's like 5:30, 6 o'clock, and you're like, what are we going to have for dinner? I don't know. What do you want? I don't know. What do you want? And then you're like staring in the fridge, you're staring in the pantry, and your kids are getting cranky because they're ready for dinner like 30 minutes ago, and you're trying to figure out what to make. And then if you do think of something, you end up having to go to the grocery store, which means you're buying things that aren't on sale. You're buying like straight off your list, which probably means you're going to be spending more money. So all of that is very stressful for me. And even though I work from home and it would be easy to do all of those things, it's also not only a big stressor, but it's a big time suck. Like if I have to go to the grocery store 3-4 times a week so that I can just make dinner on the fly, one, that's not very cost effective. And two, it's wasting time. So this allows me to have healthy, balanced meals for my family. And all I have to do is pick out one of the cards that they send with pictures on it. And I literally take a picture and send it to my husband at the beginning of the week. And I'm like, which meal do you want tonight? And he'll be like, oh, like the tacos sound good. Or actually, like I could go for some pork chops. And then one of us makes it. And it's great too, because on the meal cards, it tells you exactly how long it approximately takes. I would say most of the time it'll say like 25 minutes and it doesn't really even take that long. So we can also plan our meals based on like what we have going on that night, or if we need a quick dinner, or, you know, whatever. And it's really nice. So that would be the first thing. And my advice to you would be, if you don't want to use HelloFresh, you can use any other meal delivery service. I personally just love it because the meals are easy and they're so delicious, and you can filter it by like what you like. So you can do like vegan meals, you can do family friendly, low calorie, low carb. Like they have all these different filters. You could do 20 minute meals or one pan meals or whatever. So there's a lot of different options, which is great because I feel like it's really customizable. And then they switch out the meals really frequently, which is really fun too. Of course, I have an affiliate code with them. So if you're interested in trying it, I think this gets you like 5 or 6 free meals. I'll put it in the show notes down below, but just click that link and then it'll take you to the sign up page. And that way you can try it out for yourself. Okay, the second thing that I do that has nothing to do with business, but saves me so much time is batching life things. So I know in the past I've talked about batching things for your business, like social media posts or emails or content creation or whatever. And I wholeheartedly believe that you should 100% do that for your business. But I also think that this is totally applicable to your everyday life. So let me give you an example. One of the things that I batch is laundry. And to some people, this may seem crazy, but I have 3 large laundry baskets, lights, darks, and towels. And literally, I do laundry on Friday nights because I don't want to do any laundry on the weekends. I just want to like relax and have fun. And I just want to get it all done. So Friday nights, I know this sounds so silly, but that's when I do it. And it usually takes me like, I don't know, 1.5 to 2 hours to get through all the loads. It's not a super long time. And then all the laundry is done on one day and I don't have to think about it. And it's great. And people are like, oh my gosh, how do you do all your laundry in one day? Well, the laundry baskets, like I said, are large and they have lids on them. So even though they might be full, you can't see that they're full. So it doesn't stress me out. And who wants to do laundry every single day? Now, I know this like might not be realistic. Like there are for sure times where I'm like, oh no, like I need that dress that's in the laundry. So obviously, yes, I will go do a load of laundry. But that is like a one-off occasion. And this is something that I started doing probably like, I don't know, almost a year ago. And it's seriously like every time I do it, I'm like, everybody else in the world should do this. Like, this is genius. This saves me so much time. And it's not stressful because there's not always something in the dryer to fold or something to move over. Or worse, like how many times have you forgotten to move the laundry over and then you have to like rewash it and you're like, oh my gosh, this is horrible. So batching life things. You can also do this for things like if you notice that you're constantly buying something over and over again, a lot of times I'll just put it on a recurring subscription on Amazon. So for instance, like diapers, I know I'm going to need diapers every month because we go through them and I can figure out after like a month or so how many we go through to be able to set up the subscription. So I'll just set it up on Amazon so that it's constantly being delivered. Same thing for grocery shopping. I only grocery shop once a week. Now, yes, if we need a random ingredient, we'll swing by the grocery store on the way home from work or whatever. But typically, I only grocery shop once a week. And this saves me so much time because one, I'm only doing it once. I'm only making one trip to the store. Not that it's super far away, but it also saves me a lot of money too, because every time we walk into a store, whether we want to or not, we always pick up 1 or 2 extra items. So by not going to the store as much, it actually helps us to stay within our monthly budget, which is always a win. And then the third thing that helps me save a ton of time, and this one actually took me a long time to do, probably longer than it should have. And it's honestly still a little weird for me. But one of the things that we did, and I'm like, I am still hesitant to like tell people about this. And it's so silly because it's not really a big deal. But the reason I struggle with it is because I know that I'm capable of doing this. So hiring it out just feels weird to me. But we hired a house cleaner and she comes once a month and she deep cleans the house. And it is amazing. And the reason that I decided to hire a house cleaner is a couple different things. One, we have toddlers, which means they are naturally messy. Like as much as we make them eat in the kitchen and, you know, try to like have their snacks in a cup, let's be real, like just crumbs and stuff end up everywhere. And like, yes, we tell him to take off his shoes, and I would say he does it 95% of the time, but that 5% of the other time when he forgets to take off his shoes, of course, is like when he just like trailed through the mud in like his rain boots. So needless to say, our house needs a deep clean every month, and this just helps me so that on one Saturday out of every month, I personally am not spending 3 to 4 hours cleaning our house. But it is important to me to have a clean home, because a clean home for me means like a clean, peaceful mind. I'm very much that person like needs to pick up the house at the end of the night so that in the morning when I wake up, it's just not chaos. And even though I work from home, like I have to have a clean house when I'm here, because it's hard for me to not want to go do those things that are creating a mess. So that was something that I invested in. And you may be thinking like, okay, how does this like really save you time? Well, one, obviously those 3 to 4 hours every Saturday, but also I feel like it is like a mental thing to be able to have like one less thing off your to-do list. And honestly, like hands down worth the money every single month. She comes like one Saturday every month, and it's super fun because it forces us to like get up out of the house. We usually go get breakfast and like go to the park and play, and it's a really fun family morning. And then we come back and the house is like literally sparkling. And every time we come back, we're like, this was so worth the money. So if it's something that you've been thinking about, I would highly recommend it. But it doesn't have to be a housekeeper. It could be something else that's stressing you out, or something that just takes a long time that maybe it's time to outsource. So I know you're going to know whatever that is for your life, but my advice would be to just do it. You can always unhire that person. Okay, the fourth thing that I do to save time every single week that has nothing to do with my business is kind of a combination of things. It's asking for help and also really clear communication. So one thing that I've learned over the years, because I'm very much an independent person that wants to do everything herself, is to ask for help. Like, there is no shame in saying, I need support, I need help. And that in turn gives me so much time back. One, because I'm getting help, but two, because when I have that help, I can have really focused work time. So I've also learned that in order to have that help, communication is key, and it's key to the success of me, but also for my family as well. I don't know. This is kind of a fun fact. I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I was actually a communication major in college with a focus in public relations. And one of the classes I took was all about conflict and conflict management. And it was in that class that I learned the majority of conflict arises when expectations are unmet. So for instance, I'm going to give you like a really real life example. There was one Saturday where I assumed that while Beckham was down for his nap in the afternoon, that Josh would take care of Wallace if he woke up, and that would allow me to squeeze in some work time. So Josh thought at the same time that when Beckham went down for his nap, he was going to go out into the yard and tackle a project that he had been wanting to do. Neither one of us communicated our expectations to each other. So Beckham went down for his nap, and I sat down at the table and started working, and Josh went outside and started working in the yard. And then 30 minutes later, Wallace woke up, and I was having to spend the rest of Beckham's nap tending to Wallace. Which as a mom, of course, I love to do, but at the same time, I was frustrated because I really wanted to use that hour and a half in order to get work done. So then when Beckham woke up and Josh came inside and took Wallace, I was trying to work and I was getting frustrated because Beckham wanted my attention. And Josh was like, why are you upset? And it was at that time that I realized, oh, wow. Neither one of us communicated our expectation for how this next hour and a half of our day was going to go. And now here we are, we're both frustrated because neither one of our expectations were met. Josh assumed that when Beckham woke up, that we would all have family time and I wouldn't be at the computer working. And I assumed that since he was inside, done with his outdoor work project, that he would be taking care of the kids. So you may be wondering, okay, that's a really great story on communication and unmet expectations, but the reason that that ties back into saving time is because avoiding unnecessary arguments for sure saves time. And I've also learned how important it is to communicate exactly, and we're so bad about this as women, as moms, but exactly what we need in order for us to have our needs met and to get the things done that we need to get done. And so it's usually when we have those unmet expectations, when that conflict arises, and that's usually when we spend time arguing, which is the biggest waste of time I can think of. So I would urge you to over communicate and also don't be afraid to ask for help. Okay, the last one on this list of how I save time every single week that has nothing to do with business is avoiding social media and television. And I know this might probably seem like a no-brainer, like, duh, stay off social media if you don't want to waste time. Okay, yes. But ironically, I saw something on Instagram the other day that was talking about how we spend our time. And it was this cute little graphic, and it said something along the lines of reading for an hour. Oh my gosh, that's so long. But we'll quickly say, oh, just one more show on Netflix. That's an hour long. Or 15 minutes of meditation. Who has time for that? But we're so quickly to scroll in line at when we're waiting for Starbucks for 10 minutes in the drive-thru line, as opposed to sitting there and doing a meditation. And the list goes on, but that's just a very simple example of how, you know, we might think, oh my gosh, an hour of reading or 15 minutes of meditation or a 25-minute workout every day, like, I don't have time for that. But yet, we have time for all these other things. And I say that because social media and television and screens in general are built for us to be on those platforms as long as possible. Like, that is their whole goal. And that's why we shouldn't feel guilty about scrolling. Like, there's nothing wrong with that, but we don't realize how easily it can be to get sucked in. And it's when we get sucked in that we start wasting time that we could have been better spent somewhere else. So anytime I have like a really busy week and I know I have a lot to get done, I do not even turn on the TV. And I definitely don't open my social media apps unless everything off my to-do list is done, because I know that like if I open that for 5 seconds, okay, well, there goes 5 minutes, or there goes 15 minutes, or worse, there goes 30 minutes. And I don't want to spend my time, because that is then going to stress me out because I won't have gotten the things off my to-do list done that are supposed to get done. So to recap, the 5 things that I do are, number 1, a meal delivery service. Number 2, batching everyday life things. Number 3, hiring out, whether this is a house cleaner or something else that is taking up too much of your time. Number 4, ask for help and over-communicate what you need. And number 5, avoid social media and TV when you know you have a busy week. These tips and tricks save me so much time every single week, and I truly feel so much peace knowing that I'm maximizing my time to fit in everything that's valuable to me. And for me lately, what's valuable is having fun. I have been carving out time to do things that have no purpose, like just, you know, having a dance party with my kids or pretending to be a space pirate with Becca in the backyard, like things that have literally no purpose but are just fun. That is why I shave off hours of my week, so that I can focus on those everyday fun things that are truly, truly what make me happy. And I hope that you guys get to do the same. All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have a second, I so kindly am asking if you would scroll down to the bottom of the podcast platform that you're listening to and give us a 5-star rating and review. It would mean the world to me. Until next time, friends. I'm over here doing a little happy dance because you just finished another episode of the Bold Business Podcast. Is it just me, or was that filled to the brim with juicy goodness? If you're anything like me and are wanting even more business, marketing, and strategy tips coupled with real life, follow along with us over on Instagram at the Bold Business Podcast. And be sure to check out the show notes for any free resources, links mentioned, or coupon codes and more. And if you loved this episode, please do me a favor and go ahead and tap that subscribe button and leave us a review. Until next time, and remember, let's be bold together.